Texte numéro 58. Nation of Desperate Bachelors. He wants a wife, of course. But ask what kind of woman he seeks, and Duan Biansheng looks perplexed. I don't want any requirements at all, said the 35-year-old farmer. I would be satisfied with just a wife. His prospects of finding one, he added, are almost zero. There are dozens of single men in Banzhushan village, perched high on a remote mountain peak in central Hunan province, and not one unattached woman of marriage age. Tens of millions of men across China face a future as bachelors. They are a source of pity, not envy, in a country where having children is central to life. Duan worries about growing old with no one to care for him. He chafes at the unhelpful pressure to wed from his parents and neighbours. The worst thing of all is loneliness. This is the perverse outcome of the country's long-standing preference for sons and its sudden modernisation. Traditionally, the family line is passed via men. When a woman marries, she joins her husband's family. Having a boy is cultural and a pragmatic choice. You expect him to continue your lineage and support you in old age. The result has long been a surplus of men because of female infanticide or excess female deaths through neglect. But in the last 20 years, the problem has exploded thanks to the spread of prenatal scans. Sex-selective abortion is illegal, but is clearly widely practiced. The normal human birth ratio is 106 males for every 100 females. In China, that has risen to 118 boys. That means 30 to 50 million men will fail to find wives over the next two decades, according to Professor Li Chuzhao of the Institute for Population and Development Studies at Xi'an Jiaotong University. Experts have warned that these unmarried, bare branches pose a threat to social stability. Some suggest that excess men leads to more crime and sexual violence. Officials have warned of increased woman trafficking. Already, women have been kidnapped and sold as wives, as villagers in Banzhushan acknowledge. Other commentators say that while some women are at greater risk, many will benefit from better treatment due to their scarcity. We find no evidence as yet for a destabilizing influence, said Therese Hesketh, a professor at University College London's Institute of Global Health, who has co-authored a paper on the impact of the imbalance. Crime is not higher in high sex ratio areas. Women want to marry men with money or prospects. This is not about men oppressing women, maybe the reverse. The situation is good for women, said Hesketh. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, September 2011.